WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man originally charged with capital murder is going to prison for aggravated robbery. 40-year-old Eugene Jenkins was one of two men involved in killing 18-year-old Raymond Cavazos nearly 2 years ago. Cavazos was shot in the head and robbed of his drugs, gun, and money. Jenkins entered a plea agreement where he will serve 30 years in prison. Co-defendant Clifton Montgomery of College Station was sentenced to life after he was convicted by a jury in August for the capital murder. The shooting took place while the victim's girlfriend hid in a closet and her three children were in a bedroom. Three former employees of the Hollister store in College Station have been arrested for stealing nearly $7,000 of items earlier this year. Police arrested a former manager, 24-year-old Lauren Camp of Bryan, along with 21-year-old Zachary Aldridge and 20-year-old Derek Mudd of College Station. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says they were contacted by Hollister's regional loss prevention manager after they received an anonymous tip.
They were upset at the employer for something that they perceived that they should have done, but the employer did not, and so this was as a form of revenge to get back at them.
Flieger says about $4,000 of merchandise stolen between April and August was returned. In an unrelated case, a Rockdale man is accused of assaulting a College Station police officer after breaking into a woman's apartment. The victim locked herself in a closet and called 911 to report her front door had been torn off its hinges and a man she didn't know was sitting in her living room. 18-year-old Jacob Heckman is accused of attempting to attack the policeman and scratching the arms of one of the officers so badly that it continued to bleed for more than 20 minutes. One of the two vacancies in this year's College Station School Board race is contested. At the recent candidates forum, all three candidates were asked whether school discipline should be done by school staff or turned over to the courts. John Fedora says at a certain point, the courts will have to become involved.
It just depends on what level you're talking about. I think you handle it within the school district. I think the parents also have a big part to do with it. So we need to get the involvement of the parents into the system and have them actually try to handle it.
Ben Roper says it should be a combined effort.
If it's an extremely serious crime, assault, those kind of things, then absolutely the law enforcement community is going to have to be brought in and involved in that. Unfortunately, not all kids come from an ideal background where they get that at home. So the schools are having to take on a greater role.
Michael Wesson says it's a balance of a number of factors.
I do believe that most discipline issues can be handled by school staff, but obviously it's a broad question. So when things get to be obviously out of control, then we need to bring people in.
You can hear all the comments from those participating in the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. December 1st starts regulations in College Station on the operation of pedal-pushing cabbies. Councilman Jess Fields, participating in this last regular meeting, led a unanimous council on dropping two requirements in the police department's proposal. Then, to Mayor Nancy Berry's surprise, Fields voted against the modified regulations without any explanation.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
No.
I oppose the overall deal. I'm glad to get it amended. It's better than it was.
I am so glad, Mr. Fields, that you are consistent to your last council meeting.
Operators of pedicabs won't be required to return lost property left behind by riders, and there is no cap on how much can be charged. The regulations apply citywide but are targeted in the Northgate District. In July of last year, Union Pacific Railroad announced plans for a $200 million rail yard in Mumford. Landowners opposed to the project are now seeking relief from a federal agency. Kathleen Hubbard with the Brazos River Bottom Alliance says they have filed a petition with the Surface Transportation Board to do a comprehensive review.
So part of this approval process would be an environmental review because of the dangers that we believe, you know, the project poses to the Brazos River and the Brazos Alluvium Water Aquifer, the residents in Mumford, you know, including the 500 students who attend Mumford School, because this facility would be within a quarter of a mile of the facility.
UP spokesman Mark Davis says they have not seen the paperwork and they continue to be in the infancy of the planning stages.
Once you announce a project,
then you get a little bit more idea and begin to get more detailed as far as what's going to occur to bring the project to fruition. So there's a lot of studying that needs to be done.
Hubbard says the Alliance, a group of about 50 landowners, farmers, small business owners, and residents, says there are more suitable sites instead of taking their highly productive cropland. Hubbard says the STB is the only regulatory agency on the state or federal levels that can assist them. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 64 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags! During football season, let Merry Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Merry Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's Christmas issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:12, now 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and time to check our forecast brought to us by Skyline Communications.
Cloudiness will be moving across the area the next several days. It's coming up out of Mexico. That moist air could set off scattered showers or a thunderstorm today. Highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows overnight near 70. Tomorrow we'll have clouds. We could have a shower or a storm, 85. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms possible, 65 to 70. More showers and storms on Wednesday, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Zach.
What's up?
Oh. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I was about to say, we're not doing another
sport.
No, sports,
I know. I'm just playing with you. I'm just giving you a
Don't
hard time.
Don't do that, Kevin. You scared me.
Made us laugh. It is the Infomaniacs, Les One, Scott DeLucia. He is actually taking some much-needed time off, hanging out with you at 8:13 this morning. And a couple thinks they've won a free trip, and it turns out it was a scam.
Oh, hate when that happens.
To get them to do something illegal. Okay, it's a brilliant scheme, although you'd be blinded with rage if somebody did it on, like, your mom and dad. But I could see where they would totally fall for it. 72-year-old man and his 64-year-old wife from Perth, Australia, were searching for vacation info online. Thought they had won a contest on a local travel website, and they were awarded a free trip to Canada plus brand new luggage. But the entire thing was a scam. The people who created the contest were searching for an older couple to be drug mules, hence winning the luggage. When the couple was in Canada earlier in the month, the new luggage, someone snuck into their room, replaced it with identical luggage that had 7 pounds of meth worth $7 million.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Mr. Magoo or something.
It's very similar to that, yeah. Fortunately, the couple eventually thought things were suspicious and asked customs officials in Canada to check their bags as they were leaving. Customs found the drugs in their suitcase and, more importantly, believed them.
Wow.
See, I'm thinking that happens here. You're in a whole heap and help of trouble.
Yeah.
You are spending some time at the airport for sure. Police arrested a 38-year-old Australian who was waiting in the airport to meet the couple and get the drugs out of their suitcase. No word on whether there have been any arrests in Canada, obviously from the other end, to make all that happen.
I don't get why they would. Why would you want to take a vacation from Australia to
to Canada. I mean,
that was my first thought. Canada's if you've won nice, a trip to Canada,
congratulations. You get to come to Canada.
Truth be known, I vacationed in Toronto one winter, and it was awesome. I loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
I'm sure
cool.
It's really nice, but, like, Australia, I guess with me personally, Australia is like my fantasy vacation.
Well, but if you live there every day, because there are Aggies that come back to Aggieland. When you live here every single day, I love it here, but there are days where you're going, you know, I'd like to live anywhere but here today.
Freshmen are coming in. They don't know how to drive.
Something like that. Yeah, we love their money, though. Let's not go crazy. But with that said, you know that, you know, grass is always greener. Right?
In Canada, yeah.
Most grass is greener than in Texas. Let's just be honest. I love Texas, but our grass is not always green.
No, especially in the middle of the summer with no rain like we've had lately.
Got to water it, Kat. You got to dispense with some the sprinkler system.
Yeah.
Oh, the perils of being a homeowner. All right, here's one for you. 9 strange and random tips because we don't do 10. Make your initials spell out a positive word. Weirdly, people who have initials that spell out stuff like joy or wow live 4.5 years longer than people with neutral initials. So if you're having a kid, think joy or wow, something along those lines. Now, if your initials are not necessarily the best, i.e. dud, or something that spells out your fanny in 3 letters, you're going to die 3 years sooner.
What?
When you're going to the facilities, use the first stall. Experts checked it out, and the first stall in a public bathroom has the lowest amount of bacteria and is the cleanest.
What's sad is I already knew that, and I always use the first stall.
So. Highly doubt that for the... Well, we've got 2 stalls in the men's. We've got the regular and then the luxury.
Yeah, but you don't have to sit down anyway. One.
The luxury suites.
Well, that only works if your legs are long. I have trouble on a handicapped toilet.
All right, we're going to number 3. Break a fever with an ice pack near your arm or your groin.
I do know that because it collects the most heat, right?
If you need to bring down a fever of 102 degrees fast and put the ice under your armpits, it's uncomfortable, but it lowers your body's core temperature because that's where the blood flows through the most.
Right.
Stop using, stop, in case Scott is listening because he's like the antibacterial king. Stop using antibacterial soap. According to doctors, the stuff is helping germs get stronger. Just wash your hands really well with soap.
See, my immune system's so played up, I guess, because, you know, I ate dirt as a kid, so I never get
well,
sick.
Well, yeah, I'm knock wood. I'm kind of the same. Knock wood, for real. I'm kind of the same way. Straighten your spine in the car. The right way to drive is with your shoulders back and your spine curved a little. To get this position, you're supposed to pretend that someone poured ice down your back. Once you've done that, now stay that way. But that's supposed to be, especially if you do a lot of driving. If you have allergies and you have a beard and mustache, get rid of it or wash it a lot. One study showed that pollen and other irritants get stuck in there like food does.
Yeah, Mike Napoli.
Gross.
Anybody on the Boston Red Sox team could take this.
Well, what about you're getting pretty hairy there, Kevin, aren't you?
I shaved a little bit
on the face.
That's what I said. I need to take this advice, but I really haven't. Again, knock wood, haven't had any allergy trouble.
I always shampoo mine. It's nice and lustrous, I guess.
Oh, do you rub egg yolk into your beard?
No, I haven't tried that.
Not on mayonnaise. Purpose, anyway.
Yeah. I've never heard that before, Kat, but yeah, we'll have to try that.
We got 2 more before we run out of the 8. Get a dog, Kat.
Yes?
Get a dog.
No.
All kinds of studies have proven that having a pet alleviates stress.
Well, a cat counts as a pet.
Says nothing about cats.
And it helps you live longer.
Says get a dog.
Cats are good. I like cats.
I like cats too. I'm just an animal lover, but cats are kind of on their own time.
And this mishy-mashy part, this is that heady stuff. I don't care too much for this, but flush your problems down the commode. You're supposed to write your problems on one piece of paper, then flush it.
Preferably toilet paper, I would think.
Yeah, it's how stuff gets clogged.
Just have the plumber's number handy, right?
Yeah.
8:19 now with the Infomaniacs. Partly cloudy skies, 84 for your high today. Tonight we're looking at cloudy at 68. Much the same for us tomorrow. We'll just be a smidge warmer and rain back into the forecast for us on Wednesday. It is 8:19, and this local segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
Hi, I'm Donna from the Jewelry and Coin Exchange with exciting news. We're having a retirement liquidation sale. You know the Jewelry and Coin Exchange has the best everyday prices in town for fine and fashion jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver. Our everyday prices are lower than the sale prices at other jewelry stores. And now we're liquidating wall-to-wall up to 50% off. Hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. Open extended hours Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 822, and time to check Dow, brought to us by ABC Home and Commercial Services.
This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The next policy meeting for the Federal Reserve begins tomorrow, but don't expect the Fed to scale back on its bond-buying stimulus program as of yet. Part of the problem is that the government shutdown prevented economic data, which is used by the Fed to determine its strategy, to be released. It is still possible it could act before the end of the year. Finger-pointing continues as the healthcare.gov website encountered more problems over the weekend, this time a federal data hub that verifies the identity and income of people applying for subsidized insurance failed. Apparently, there was some connectivity issues. The market begins the week in rarefied air following last week's gains. The Dow will start today at 15,570, the NASDAQ up at a 13-year high, the S&P 500 at an all-time high after Friday's gains, but futures tipping lower now for the S&P, down a fraction. NASDAQ futures are up 2 points, the price of crude down 22 cents a barrel. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Get it started. I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new Services Center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get it
started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection, at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
St. Joseph Eagle Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law. Kelly Burt Dozer. Texas Fleet Outfitters inside Napa Superstore. Spirit of Texas Bank. Memorial Funeral Chapel. Krause Paint and Body. Equity Real Estate. Fast Signs. Sebcheck Service Center. Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance. Jason Bayinski, BCR Realtor. Serve Pro at the Brazos Valley and Strata Auto Repair.
Listen to St. Joseph Football as the Eagles go for the Division III TAP State Championship in 2013.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Bryan and College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bryan and College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Bryan and College Station are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-287-7630. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-287-7630. That's 1-800-287-7630.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. 2 decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
By Vandy, good first touch. Start the drive at the 25-yard line. Low snap, controlled it, intercepted. Texas A&M. That's going to be a touchdown. That is Matthews. Matthews will intercept the ball on the first play of the third quarter. A&M had a 28-17 halftime lead over Vanderbilt at Kyle Field on Saturday. The Aggies then would score 21 unanswered points in the third. Had a touchdown in the fourth, limiting Vanderbilt to just a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and won the game final score of 56-24. A&M had 558 yards of total offense. Johnny Manziel threw 35 passes, 25 were complete, and he had 305 yards through for 4 touchdowns to beat Vanderbilt. The Aggies now are getting ready for UTEP at Kyle Field coming up next Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The broadcast on this station will start at 7 Saturday at Kyle against UTEP. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility is the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley, offering short-term acute hospice care. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them, 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SiegertOneHour.com.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Plinikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station woman comes home to her apartment at 1 in the morning to find the door broken off its hinges and a man she doesn't know sitting in her living room. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the woman called 911 and was told to go to a secure location.
The subject is not cooperating, so as far as the reasons, the connections to the area, the only address that he gave is from another county. So as for his reasons for being here and what his motivation was, at this point is unknown to us.
18-year-old Jacob Heckman of Rockdale was arrested for criminal trespassing, possessing marijuana, resisting arrest, and assaulting a policeman by scratching both arms of the officer, one arm so badly it continued bleeding for more than 20 minutes. In another case, an anonymous tip led to the arrests of three former employees of the Hollister store in College Station. Detectives were told Lauren Camp O'Brien took $5,000 of merchandise, and she let Zachary Aldridge and Derek Mudd also steal. According to the arrest report, Aldridge said Camp was stealing because she was upset he did not get a reward for stopping the former manager from stealing. Investigators learned the thefts took place between April and August, and the trio returned about $4,000 of merchandise. A second man accused of murdering a Bryan drug dealer in his home nearly 2 years ago has entered a plea agreement. Originally charged with capital murder, 40-year-old Eugene Jenkins of Bryan was convicted of aggravated robbery. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. In August, a jury convicted Clifton Montgomery of College Station of capital murder, and he was sentenced to life. The victim, 18-year-old Raymond Cavazos, fired the first shot during the altercation while his girlfriend hid in a closet and her three children, ages 4, 2, and 10 months, were in a bedroom. Jenkins and Montgomery then took off with Cavazos' gun along with his drugs and money. College Station will regulate pedal-pushing cabbies the same as those in vehicles. Debate included whether to set a maximum charge. Julie Schultz says that wasn't a problem for an operation she visited with. James Benham did not want a cap.
He might have a problem in 2 years when we haven't indexed the rate, and then he has a rate maximization, and then the next council doesn't want to come back and increase the rate and look like the bad guys for charging people more for pedicab rides on the way to an Auburn football game when they come back here.
After about 30 minutes of discussion, Blanche Brick was ready to move on.
Sorry, this is taking longer than most pedicab rides to get this done.
The council approved 14 pages of regulations. There's no price cap, and pedicab operators will not be required to return lost property left behind by riders. Federal assistance is being sought by opponents to Union Pacific Railroad's plan for a $200 million rail yard in Mumford. Kathleen Hubbard with the Brazos River Bottom Alliance says a request before the Surface Transportation Board to review the environmental, regulatory, and land use concerns is in addition to joining two other groups also opposed to eminent domain laws.
We are locking arms with Julia Trigg Crawford, and she is the lady who lives in Lamar County and has been fighting the Keystone Pipeline. And we're also locking arms with the League of Independent Voters. And what we want to do is we want to educate the citizens of Texas about the problems with the current eminent domain laws.
UP spokesman Mark Davis says they have not seen the petition and they are still studying design details of the rail yard.
I know they're still in what we refer to as the beginning stages of consideration or design work. Literally from a time of when there's the need of the facility announced to when even actually the first dirt is turned.
Hubbard says the STB has jurisdiction when the construction of new rail lines serves new industries and markets, which she says UP is doing with hydraulic fracking and the expanding coal export business. There will be one new member of the College Station School Board. three are seeking the vacancy created with the retirement of Garland Watson. All were asked in a recent forum about what they thought was the most important issue facing CSISD. Ben Roper says it's how to deal with the growth of the district and how to pay for it.
If the bond election that's on the current election passes, that will be elementary school number nine. Before the end of the decade, there's also projected to need an intermediate school and a middle school and another elementary school.
Michael Wesson says the district has to address demographic and socioeconomic changes.
We really don't have a lot of technical skills and training and things like that. And I think that we're going to have to face some big long-term decisions about how we move forward and what's our vision of the future, both for kids who want to go into higher education and those kids who perhaps don't want to do that.
John Fedora says the district has to be aware of where to place future schools.
You're bordered to the east by Bryan, by the south by Navasota, and then you can only go so far to the west. So I think you're really going to have to take a look at where you're going to go and be very particular about where you pick and what sites you pick and what money you spend on property that you plan on developing at a certain time.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from everyone who participated in the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
Hurry in, it's the last week of Amish Furniture for Generation sale on Irvin Miller bedrooms. Now you can save 10% off the beautiful pieces from the Irvin Miller collection that you'll find at Amish Furniture for Generations. And, of course, beyond what you'll find there are catalogs full of the Irvin Miller work. 13 different styles for you to choose from, including their number one bestseller, which is the Arts and Crafts Mission style. But remember, custom orders are always available from Amish Furniture for Generations. And what do you get from Amish Furniture for Generations? 100% solid wood, made in America. What happens is they get built. Kent actually goes and picks them up, brings them back, delivers them, and sets them up in your home. Or your office as well. Even though Irvin Miller is on sale, lots of other creators that you'll find at Amish Furniture for Generations. But what you know you'll get is custom-made furniture. The wood that you want, the finish that you want, the style that you want. Give them a call if you want to at 260-5050. It's always best to go by their showroom located on Boonville Road just past Kroger. It's the 10% off the beautiful pieces from Irvin Miller at Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:38, now 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and your weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here are the numbers.
Lots of moist air headed our way from Mexico. We'll see considerable cloudiness today with the risk of a shower. High temperatures today, they're going to be up to about 85. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be near 70. Scattered showers, thunderstorms are possible again tomorrow. We're up around 85. The moist flow continues into tomorrow night. Scattered showers, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Right now we're looking at light winds out of the south-southeast at about 13 miles an hour. Feels like it's 68. It's actually 66 here at WTAW as we get you started off on a Monday morning. So is anybody going to camel sleep for this weekend?
I definitely will.
Do you know what camel sleep is?
Is that get as much sleep camel, as you can camel and build sleep? It up?
Yeah, like, you know, like a camel drinks way too much water so they can last in the desert forever.
That's every weekend for me.
Well, as the game this Saturday against the University of Texas at El Paso is at 8 o'clock in the night, for heaven's sakes.
You poor sports fellas.
Well, I'm just really curious to see what happens. I really and truly want to see, because I don't remember one being this late ever. Now, I'm sure they've played them. I just don't remember anything being that this late here.
Because you thought there weren't that many fans, or at least during the beginning of the Vanderbilt game, there were still ample seats left on the student side, I know, but in the alumni side as well. And I don't know if an 8 o'clock game, if there will be more, you think, or fewer.
I just wonder, you know, if it gets on towards, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock, the students are going, the bars close at 2. We got to go.
Oh, gosh.
Well, at least it's not going to be like the Texas-TCU game and they finish at whatever, at 12:30 in the morning
or something like that. Yeah, that was insane. There was one a little bit ago, too, that went very late because of weather.
That one was.
Was it that one? All right.
Yeah, the Texas-TCU game went, I think they had like a three-hour weather delay because of lightning. So imagine that tacked on to a 8 o'clock kickoff.
So if you're an Aggie diehard and you plan on starting late, here are three more things to worry about. I don't know why I thought this funny, but there are three things, according to this survey from, where is it? CBS News, that say these are the things that will bother you for the rest of the day. Your boss is ruining your life. A new study out of Denmark has found that the main thing that makes people stressed at work is a bad boss.
Good thing we have a good boss.
Strangely, a heavy workload has nothing to do with your effect on happiness. Mm. That is from Science Nordic.
Well, yeah, if you have an easy workload and you feel like your boss hates you, well, I mean, what fun is that?
You're spending all your time not working and trying to hide from your boss.
Well, you're spending all your time reading Science Nordic, because I know I have a subscription. Number two, good-looking people are messing with your brain. The new study out of Texas Christian University, TCU, found that people will lie about their memories and their history to try and impress attractive people.
Oh, no. Well, no wonder I'm always being lied to.
But so adamant about impressing good-looking people, they eventually can't remember the difference between the lies and the truth. So good-looking people legitimately mess with your brain.
Hmm. So a guy lying to a girl that he finds attractive is not new, but I mean, generally
tread
though,
lightly, about, my friend.
Yeah, but just like your past or something like that. I don't know.
Just tell the truth to everyone.
Everyone wants to be honest. Honesty is key.
A lie by omission is still a lie. And finally, those funky contact lenses that you can wear for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can actually make you blind.
They're
very, very dangerous since the contacts aren't fitted to your eye by an optometrist and can be made from cheap materials. They cause all sorts of eye problems, and in extreme cases, it can cause blindness.
So should we just stick with the fake teeth? Little vampire teeth.
I would say so far my daughter's done pretty well with the pink vampire teeth that she has. So I think for now,
we're probably
okay. Pennsylvania's made it illegal to touch a lady's belly if she's pregnant without
asking permission.
Without being asked first. Yeah, yes.
Belly is still hers.
For whatever reason, there's kind of this universal belief that it's okay to walk up to a lady that's pregnant and touch her belly. Well, according to this, not so much. In fact, the courts are stepping in. Pennsylvania just instituted a law making it illegal to touch a pregnant woman's belly without asking first. From Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, a man walked up to a pregnant stranger and rubbed her belly. See, if I'm like hubby, that guy's getting dropped.
Mm-hmm.
She called the cops. The man ended up being charged with harassment. Now lawmakers are making it official. Touching a pregnant woman's belly falls under the harassment code in the penal code. Misdemeanor usually gets you a fine or community service, but could get you to 1 year in jail if it's an extreme case. No word on whether the state might also jump on board on any other kind of touching of a lady's belly.
Hmm.
See, that's, I mean, just...
Yeah, it's common sense. Don't touch my belly.
I mean, yeah, everybody loves babies, right? But why are you going to... I don't know. I just don't get the whole part of, like, going and laying hands on someone else's stomach and then, you know, rub... Beats me. I don't know. But I do know some pregnant ladies or previously pregnant ladies that would agree.
I mean, maybe it's a psychological thing.
Well, since we're talking about...
You know, they have
possible.
Those Buddhas in the Chinese restaurants. It's good luck if you rub a Buddha's belly.
He's not real,
I
though,
dare man. You to call a pregnant woman Buddha. I double dog dare you.
I would never do that.
Or hormonal.
But just, you
know, all right,
only
boys.
If you want to go home with a limp. But
all right, boys.
Since we're talking about ladies and bellies, a new survey found that that women are happiest and most comfortable in their skin when they are a size 12.
Huh, interesting.
74% of women size 12 are happy with how they look. 42% of women size 2 women are happy with how they look. What?
Size 2.
I guess so. Are happy with how they look.
4% of size 2 women are happy with how they look.
I thought you were going to say 2 women in size 2.
Yeah, that's so, when I read it that way. That's what I thought, too. The main reason women are happier at size 12, they felt that having curves made them look both better, more healthy, and better in clothes altogether.
Hmm. I don't
Well,
it's hard to know, too. The change is such... The sizes change, like wherever you're shopping.
That's what
or
I was.
Or if you're shopping in old, you know, resale clothes, sizes from the 70s are not the same. And so you really, I mean, what size is a size 12? Really? I mean, we don't know. Are you talking about Walmart? Or are you talking about Anthropology?
Well, no, I would agree wholeheartedly because even with guys' clothes, you know, a large in one shirt is not a large in another.
No, you get into trouble.
And then they got these stupid skinny jeans. Not that I've worn them.
Oh, please don't.
But by mistake, one time when you grab one off the rack and you go back and go, what in God's green apple is this?
Wow, I look so European.
Make sure you don't drop your wallet or anything. You have to bend down. You're going to end up with some ripped pants.
Actually, the line was, what in God's green apple is this?
Because they're
very
gosh.
Small jeans.
Okay.
Constricting.
Very, very small jeans.
Wow.
But that is interesting, and they've shown over time that the sizes, of course, because, you know, we're all fat. I don't have the button or I'd play it. But that the sizes across the United States of America have gone up incrementally year to year to year because we likes our food.
This is true.
Just saying. It is 8:46 now. We'll take a break just for a second. Coming back, things that make you realize that you're not necessarily the nicest person in the world.
Uh-oh.
I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone that works here because I have to come back tomorrow.
I can't even see you.
It's just as well. It is 8:47 now on WTAW. Good morning.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Your patience has been rewarded. American Lube Center Tower Point under the water tower in College Station is now open. It's your fourth location, and now your vehicles will not only run great with our award-winning oil changes, but will look fantastic with our new full-service car wash and detail. Let us help you fall in love with your car all over again. American Lube Centers, best of the Brazos Valley for 4 years in a row. Visit any of our four locations today. American Lube Centers Tower Point, now open.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Free time is a luxury. Cleaning is not. Would you like to get more out of your free time? Call the cleaning professionals at Molly Maid and enjoy your personal freedom. Step into a clean house courtesy of the trained and bonded staff of Molly Maid. We all know what's coming this fall and winter. Free time would be a wonderful gift to give yourself. With Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust.
Call today to enjoy the Molly Maid difference. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Listener just called to inform me that back in the 80s, A&M used to play occasionally in the Dome in Houston. And they had late games, and it was all the news because they were playing so late, and apparently it was for television coverages. So this isn't necessarily the latest game. It's just the latest game that I can remember. Let me see. What do we got here? How did you come to realize that you were not necessarily the nicest person in the world? If you haven't checked out, there's a website called Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T. Now, some of the forums are off color. I will tell you that now. It's some of them are not safe for work. Some of them are just for grown-ups. Simply for the names, but some of the responses to this. How did you know that you were just a big jerk? When I realized my friends had to give disclaimers to people meeting me for the first time. Don't worry if he says something mean. That's just how he is.
Oh, my gosh.
We swear he's a good guy once you get to know him. When a cop pulls me over and asked if I have been, quote, driving like not a nice person, can't fill in the blank there, and I said no, I was driving like I always do. Quote, I lost my phone numbers from a broken phone. I got a new phone and figured I'd add people's numbers as they called or text me. I didn't get a single call or text in a month.
Oh, my gosh.
That's sad.
In a month.
Well, I think you can not get calls even if you're a nice person.
Well, how long has it been since you haven't had a gas-powered phone, though, Kat? And I'm not exaggerating by just a whole heck of a lot.
Okay.
Like Scott is slow to Facebook and everything that is internet other than the occasional Wall Street Journal story that he reads.
I have an iPhone 5, thank you very much.
Well, I know. How long did it take, though?
Quite a while.
She came around.
Let's stop talking about my personal problems. It's too early.
Okay. Well, maybe this is more towards me than since I'm being mean. I heard a joke that out of every group of friends, there's one jerk. I thought about it. My friends couldn't pick the one. Then it clicked that it was me.
No, I have a buddy, and he knows that he is.
Well, that's what
we tell him.
Well, that's what the first one was. Remember when your friends, disclaimer, when they're meeting people. No, we swear he's a nice guy. He just acts like a jerk when you meet him.
Yeah, you know.
Let me see. One of them, I broke up with a girl and realized it was for the third or fourth. That was the third or fourth heart that I had broken just because I was bored.
Wow.
That's a real jerk.
I mean, there's things you can do to work on. I mean, you know, go do fun stuff. Go do new stuff. I'm just saying, don't have to be breaking hearts and leaving women in the dust. That's not nice.
Well, gee, thanks. let me see. And finally, the last one from Reddit. When I realized the things I say made me fit in better with the internet than it did with my friends and family.
Oh, now that is a real tip off. Oh my gosh, yes. People are so rude in forums on the internet.
That should be a dead giveaway and then some. Let me see. Coming up in just a minute, have you seen that Julianne Hough decided to go to Halloween in a thing that would make most people shudder?
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute, Julianne Hough?
Yeah.
Made people shudder?
Yes, because of what she dressed as for Halloween.
No, I don't.
I will
it
tell
right
you,
now,
Ted Danson got in a huge amount of trouble while he was dating Whoopi Goldberg for doing it. There's your clue. We'll find out what we're talking about coming up next here on WTAW. It's 8:52. Good morning.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
Despite recent rainfall, Texas is running out of water. So how did we get to this point? Frankly, a lack of long-term planning. But we've been given a second chance. Proposition 6. Finally, a plan that addresses our long-term water needs through conservation efforts and the financing of long-overdue infrastructure projects such as new pipelines and reservoirs. Proposition 6 protects our growing cities, businesses, farmers, and ranchers against future drought the Texas way without raising taxes. Proposition 6 provides the water Texas needs to attract new jobs and grow our economy. But we need to act now. Vote for Proposition 6, a second chance, perhaps a last chance.
Vote to keep the water flowing in the Bryan College Station area. Vote for Prop 6 on the November 5th statewide ballot. Prop 6 will give cities across Texas a low-cost way to ensure a reliable water supply for generations to come. Learn more at watertexas.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:53. Let's check the forecast this morning.
Cloudiness will be moving across the area the next several days. It's coming up out of Mexico. That moist air could set off scattered showers or a thunderstorm today. Highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows overnight near 70. Tomorrow we'll have clouds. We could have a shower or a storm. 85. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms possible. 65 to 70. More showers and storms on Wednesday. High of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
66 feels like it's 68 here at WTAW. It is 8:54, and Juliana Huff went to a Halloween party dressed in blackface.
Yes, I see it now on the Google.
I just can't believe anyone would do that.
Well, she went as a character for the Netflix original series, what is it, Black or Orange is the New Black,
yes.
I think. But she went with a bunch of friends, and they each were a character from the show, and she dressed up as the black character from it. But what I don't get is all her friends, if they decided, first off, that's not a good idea to do that anyways. I mean, I don't know who's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put blackface on. That's a great idea for a Halloween costume.
No.
But she is the only one who's like a public figure out of all her friends. So it's not as if her friend that, you know, is out of the public eye, is not a celebrity, dresses up as. We picked the only one who's a celebrity, and we're going to make her do something controversial like that.
It's the year in our Lord, 2013. You don't go to anything in blackface. At what point did somebody look at them and go, okay, look?
Well, this was a while back, but you look at the Texas stuff, whenever they had some people that were at the monuments at the bonfire memorial and stuff, and they were taking weird pictures.
I remember that.
And that's sort of the point where before they do something like that, they're surrounded by all these people, you know, and she's got an entourage with her. Somebody has to say, this isn't a good idea.
Well, and in that same vein, did you see, it was all over ESPN Sunday morning, where they were asking, and because we didn't see it, we were in the press box, and we actually do work while the football game's going on.
Yeah, some of us do, yeah.
Yeah, well, so I didn't see it, but they asked Johnny Manziel who he'd like to party with. And he said Charlie Sheen, Rob Gronkowski, and one other, and it played on the Jumbotron. Now, again, I did not see this, but at what point, after everything that's happened, was that a good idea?
I mean, finally Johnny speak, if they give him just a tad bit of leeway, loosen up the leash just a little bit.
And, I don't know.
Hey, Charlie Sheen's a big sports guy, so that's probably, they want to talk sports.
Well, it was literally something along the lines of, you know, like the slug line that goes down the left-hand side on ESPN and says, Johnny likes to party. And I'm thinking, oh, they're going to do highlights. I'm going to watch the A&M highlights because, you know, well, again, while we're watching and working at the game, a lot of times we don't see some of it. So I'll get to watch some of Johnny's plays. That ain't what they talked about. And they spent a good 5 minutes on it.
And that's not like it was somebody else that went and asked them that. That's like 12th Man TV. Yes. Asked them that question.
Yes.
Why did they?
I don't know. But and see, for us, because I don't care. And I think.
I don't think here locally. ESPN does.
Well, I don't think anybody here locally cares. I think this is blown out of proportion on the other end. But that's kind of one of those where I want to know who thought that was a good idea. Moving on. All right. It is 8:57. Coming up in just a minute, we'll have Today in Histoire right here on Newstalk 6020 WTAW.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor of Bryan. 3 years ago, I asked for your vote so that I could help move Bryan forward. I'm proud to say that we've done just that. We've added jobs, reduced unemployment, added police and fire, reduced violent crime, pursued economic development, and reduced our tax rate. While we've made great strides, the work isn't finished. Please vote to reelect me. I'd like to finish what I started. I want to keep Brian moving forward.
Paid for by the Jason Bienski campaign.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, taking you back in histoire 337 years ago in the year 1636. Any idea what happened?
Oh, what continent was it?
This one.
Oh, did the pilgrims get here?
No, Harvard College was founded in Cambridge.
That was silly of me.
127 years ago, the Statue of Liberty was unveiled. 84 years ago, in 1929, the first child born on an airplane was delivered over Miami.
Wow. Oh,
that's creepy.
No.
Was he Cuban?
It doesn't say. 32 years ago, in 1981, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Yankees in six games to win the World Series.